Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hi, Skeldon, it's Akshamlar, and welcome to another ripping edition of Connections. I've always seen that one. We're going to start and finish with the Straubs tonight. It's a very nice woody sounding word, isn't it? Straub. Their canon is as wide as it is long, really, and you can apportion them to the British folk movement. They work with Sandy Denny. They sort of turned a little bit rock. They did a little bit of, I think you would call it, sort of trance music, and their legacy continues. News, mashallah. We're going to go to a 1974 album called Hero and Heroine, and we're going to go to the title track of that album. And it's Hero and Heroine with an E, but Hero and Heroine, could there be a subtext?
Set in search of land, his life out solely by him, and was guided by the tide. Heroine, more feasty white, she beckoned like some savior bright. Shipwrecked sailors in the night were with welcome to her side. Surely cease the irresistible white fleece, led Hero in search of the peace which she alone could offer. Thus he knelt before her feet, wary lest their eyes should meet. He knew his life was incomplete, for he had yet to suffer.
Straubs from 1974 and Hero and Heroine. And, well, the connection is to Kraftwerk. And the thing about Kraftwerk is that, you know, when you're listening to a group like Kraftwerk, they've got, well, if you look on Spotify, let's say, and you go back, and you go beyond sort of Autobahn, 1974. 1994, that kind of disappear. It's kind of a discography, if you like. And it's this sort of erasing of history. I mean, they started off as a four-piece. I think Connie Plank was involved. There were sort of various album covers with road cones. There was this theme going through. Kraftwerk, the first album, was just with a road cone that was red. The second one had a green one. I think there was a slight variation for the UK cover, but there we are. And then there was this very strange concoction, because they sort of halved in number. A couple of Kraftwerkians went and formed Neu, which was quite unfortunate. But then it was like two guys jamming in I can only guess, sort of some kind of warehouse scenario. Ralph Hutter and Florian Schneider, and why not call an album Ralph und Florian, and have a very sort of, I would describe it as deadpan cover on the front of them in black and white, with a road cone, of course, and a nice warm one on the back. And after that, sort of disown it. I mean, the only way you can actually legally get hold of this album is to buy it on vinyl the first time it came out. And after that, anything else is sort of a bootleg. So I think rather than me bang on about Kraftwerk's attitude towards their discography, I think you better get some vocoder or other to ask Florian himself. Over to you, vocoder.
Question number 15. If you have complete discography and biography, please give me or let us know where.
We are not very interested in our own history and discography, so if you want to know, you may call EMI or Warner Brothers, or buy books like The Art of Electronic Music from Keyboard Magazine.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, Mrs. J. How are you doing? Yeah, I will. And you. Yeah, bye. Yeah, that was Mrs. J from Garatepe. She just reminded me that we didn't actually connect the Straubs to Kraftwerk, and she was quite curious. Kraftwerk actually toured with the Straubs in America in 1975, and they did actually play. There's a ticket stub. I think the sale's closed now, but you could get their gig from San Diego Civic Theatre on May the 12th, 1975. This is how sort of left field they were. They were sort of just out there. Completely when all that was going on, they were just sort of thrown together with the Straubs, and well, therein lay a gig. The connection is Tangerine Dream versus Kraftwerk on progarchives.com. What can you say? I mean, some people argue that Tangerine Dream were far superior to Kraftwerk because, after all, they released more records. It's no comparison, really. You can't really, it's like comparing a scooter with a sort of camionette thing. Peter Bauman from Tangerine Dream got a little bit bored, I think, of Tangerine Dream, and there was a disco revolution in the late 70s, and he was like many people that were sort of credible musicians, jumped on that bandwagon with a mysterious lady singer called Leda. And this is a title track of an album they produced, which didn't really sell well, but it sounds rather good. And this is Leda, and Welcome to Joyland. was Leda from 1977, 8-ish, sort of jumping on the disco bandwagon. It's a sort of amalgamation of band and wagon, that, isn't it? What a nice baggin you have this morning. The connection is Labra Mécanique, which is a website talks about Tangerine Dream, also talks about Jacques Dutronc. Now, Jacques Dutronc, he is Mr. François Hardy. He's pretty cool. He was around in the 60s. He wrote a little few things for Françoise, and then he was in a group, and then he was a solo artist, and he's psychedelic. And according to, I think it's Folk and Pop magazine, it's impossible to talk about the 60s without talking about Jacques Dutronc. I'm going to attempt it now. Let me think. In 1969, the Apollo 13 mission took off from Cape Canaveral, and Mr. Jacques Dutronc was... Oh, you see? Oh, just gone and done it again. Anyway, this is Jacques Dutronc. This is from a 45 RPM, and this is On nous cache tout, on ne dit rien. Something like that. Was Jacques Dutronc, and hang on a minute, I just need to take a deep breath of this one. On nous cache tout, on nous dit rien. And the connection is that Jacques Dutronc, as well as being sort of synonymous with anything in the 1960s, as was, the Beatles were as well, and that was a thing, and sorry, I'm just listening to the background music. It seems to have gone very, very crackly at the moment, but my apologies for that. Jacques Dutronc was sort of synonymous with the Beatles, as was Geoff Lynne from the ELO. Geoff Lynne did produce the Threatles sometime in the mid-1990s. And this is from their second album called ELO 2, or Electric Light Orchestra 2. And there's a lot of things that are oft forgotten about, I think, on this album. And this seems to be of one of note. It was a second track on side one. It's a very sad song, but ELO sort of gloss over it in their inimitable style. And from 1973, this is Mama.
out from the country with a smile for everyone. She left her blue horizon just to find another home. A lonely girl who traveled many days. A lonely heart that could not find the way. She said, Mama, it's a hard life now you're gone. Mama, it's so hard to carry on. And I feel I'm a fool who lost it all. You used to make it all so very clear. The life must go on though the end is near. Mama, it's a sad and lonely life. A misty morning rider came wandering through the hills. A wandering soul appearing over rainy windowsill. A loser in her heart but in her face.
I'm a fool who lost it all.
from 1973. That was ELO and Mama. And, well, we've got a connection, but just before the connection, just want to say hello to Class TC1. There are some students of mine, and, well, they were making some radio programmes of their own last night that I warrant were more exciting than this one, even. So, hello, everybody. And, well, the connection is from ELO. We had that Paul McCartney sort of Macca thing going on, and Macca fits nicely into the Beach Boys camp as well. He did chomp celery on the Beach Boys song Vegetables, so that takes us to the Beach Boys. And this was them trying to do another Sloop John B. It was one of those American standards, Bluebirds Over the Mountain. But the single mix I've got here is slightly different. I think the Dutch mix was a little bit different, but as far as I can tell, this is from the UK. But it's actually one of those promotional copies. So I don't know if they wanted you to, sort of, I don't know, listen to the underlying organ a little bit more. But I think as far as I know, the Dutch version of it got sort of topsy-turvy. They said, you know, there were some overdubs and they got to be underplayed. But then the Dutch mix, they sort of just put it on top of the mix and it was predominant. You'll see what I mean. Yeah, the horn section just gets buried somewhere on here. But, well, the Beach Boys, this is the B-side of this, was an adaptation of the Charles Manson song Cease to Exist. It was called something a little bit more sweet, but nevertheless, it's a Dennis Wilson sort of Charles Manson borrowed tune, and Charles was a little bit cross. And, well, Mike Love, you know, that sort of Sam the American Eagle of the Beach Boys, would he get involved in any sort of jiggery-pokery like that? Not on your Nelly.
No, what it was is we had dinner, and then they adjourned to the den, and Charlie turned on a strobe light and passed out. It was supposed to be LSD, which I never had, so I declined. And I didn't join in that party. We were the only people. Bruce Johnson and I went for dinner at their invitation, and we were the only people with clothing on. It was rather unusual. So,
radio station a weekly soap opera about the characters and goings-on in a radio station on a radio station. Ronnie Bang has had a magazine programme on the radio station about numbers since 1975. His raison d'etre is simply his love of numbers. And only that. We join him now on programme 8975.
Yeah, I love photocopiers and I love the numbers. Yes, and I'm going to throw the dice and find out if I can reduce the ohms of the resistance to the photocopier. Yeah. Yeah, that's a 6 and a 5. Clarice, reduce the ohms.
But my resistance is already low.
You touch my fingertips and my heart is aglow. You bend to kiss my lips and I can't let you go. Maybe I should resist, I'm a fool, I know. But at a time like this, my resistance is low. Your eyes have magic, they seem to say, come closer, my darling, come closer, and somehow I can't break away. Can't you see that I wanna be adored more than you'll ever know? And I'm going overboard with a capital O. So don't be persistent, please keep your distance. You know my resistance is low.
Ooh, touch my fingertips and my heart is aglow. You bend to kiss my lips and I can't let you go.
Maybe I should resist, I'm a fool, I know.
Resist me, baby.
But at a time like this, my resistance is low.
I know.
Your eyes have magic.
Magic.
They seem to say.
They're saying, come closer, my darling, come closer. And somehow I can't break away. Can't you see that I wanna be adored more than you'll ever know? And I'm going overboard with the capital O. So don't be persistent, baby, keep your distance. You know my resistance is low.
Yeah, the numbers, they're everywhere. It's so beautiful. I'm going to throw the dice again. At the moment, I'm in the kitchen, and I'm looking at the tiles and the tessellation of the tiles, and also of more wiring.
Yeah. Here, Ronnie, mate, look, before you throw them dice again, just think about like the electric sort of situation here, mate. I mean, you've already blown the photocopier this morning. I mean, you know...
Yeah, but then I can take up the challenge because mass is everywhere. It's everywhere. The numbers, they're beautiful. I go to the window, I look out of the window, and what do I see? I see 2 sparrows. No, 3 sparrows. 4, 5 sparrows. Yeah. And the wings of the sparrows, they're also tessellating when they cross, when they fly, and everything like that. And now I'm going to throw the dice. Here, watch that sparrow.
Yeah, you see what he did there?
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No,
don't do it.
No, no. Don't do
you can't do the time.
Sammy Davis Jr., who was constantly reinventing himself, and Watch That Sparrow, and you were listening to the radio station. And the connection to the next artist, which is Jefferson Airplane, is RCA Records and Tapes. Yes, Sammy Davis Jr. was on RCA Records and Tapes, as were Jefferson Airplane, which just shows how wide a spectrum RCA have covered over the years. I mean, just to name but a couple there. This is... from 1967 and was on the album After Bathing at Baxter's. This is actually a single I've got, which is a Turkish single. Looks rather like an American one, but it just says Made in Turkey on it, and for that reason it's a bit of a curio. And this is their this is 45, and this is Watch Her Ride.
I see.
from 1967. That was Jefferson Airplane, and that was Watch Her Ride. Yes, and Jefferson Airplane were connected by Joe S. Harrington's book Sonic Cool, The Life and Death of Rock and Roll, and in there you'll find Jefferson Airplane and a little bit about 50 Foot Hose. If 50 Foot Hose, either you've never heard of them or you've heard of them, if you've heard of them, I'll just say you've saved me a lot of time. They were from the burgeoning San Francisco psychedelic scene. I think what's different about them is that they're, you know, they probably weren't picked up as much by record companies and things like that, and they're not sort of in the vernacular now when we talk about the 60s as much as someone like Jacques Dutronc. That's the only difference. This is from 1967, would you believe, and this is the 50 Foot Hose, and If Not This Time. If Not This Time from 50 Foot Hose. Now, my problem here was that if I Google 50 Foot Hose and the Straubs, I get all kinds of little cookies popping up saying, talking about different nozzles of garden equipment I can use to water my crop, as it were. And, well, the connection then from 50 Foot Hose to the Straubs is they're both like Jacques Dutronc, synonymous with the 60s, yes. So this is back to the Straubs, and this is from their first album called, quite curiously and with a certain amount of irony, The Straubs from 1969. It actually featured one track with Richard Wilson, as in I Don't Believe It. Anyone in England might know that particular sort of Victor Meldrew character. He might have been on here, I'm not sure. But yeah, it features him as a younger man. It's sort of Good Evening, Richard Wilson, the younger me speaking, as it were. And this is really going on from the numbers thing that was going on a little bit early in the programme when we got bombarded by the radio station. And this is, I don't know really where they picked these numbers from, but pieces of 79 and 15.
Pieces of 79 and 15, drifting along a jumbly sea. Pieces of 79 and 15, drifting along a jumbly sea.
79 out of white people sitting top of a barbarous ball. Strippers who like it and fancy a bit, and parties and songs in the night.
Pieces of 79 and 50, drifting along a jumbly sea. Pieces of 79 along a jumbly sea.
15 more people, but mostly the same. Girls down with love, tell me, what can you do? Seeing your friends down a hole in the ground, and the ceiling and doors falling down.
Pieces of 79 drifting along a jumbly sea. Pieces of 79 and 50, drifting along a jumbly sea.
Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.